Folks, we may not think too much about this, but everything we know, we act, we think, and we live is learned. Think about a newborn infant. Besides breathing and hunger, sleep, or wailing, and of course, pooping, the baby knows very little. And many of these behaviors are instinctual. A newborn baby has very little intentionality. What the baby learns as he or she grows up depends completely on the home and on society. As a child grows up, he or she learns behaviors, attitudes, and perspectives. Everything we know today, everything we act out, the way we think and we live today, is learned. As rich as today's scripture readings are, the single phrase that caught my attention was "learn from me." In the gospel reading, Jesus says, "Learn from me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." My reflection over the last few days has revolved around this question: what is it that I must learn from Jesus? Because everything else that I know is learned. What is it that Jesus is saying that I must learn from him? What is Jesus teaching me? Three things. First of all, Jesus teaches me about my relationship with God. Now, all of us know that Jesus came from God. Once upon the earth, he not only related to God as his Father, but he also taught his disciples to call God Abba. Now, the disciples had to learn that. They did not know that. Jesus was teaching them something. But more than what he called God or how he related to God, I learned from Jesus how consistent he is in his relationship with his Father. No matter what else changes around him, his relationship with God never changes. There were no good days and bad days in his relationship with God. The events of his life did not make him blow hot or cold. He was not thrilled one day with God one day and questioned God's wisdom the next. His was a simple, yet firm, faithful, deep, loving, consistent relationship. Now, I have my own relationship with God. However, what I learned from Jesus is the unshakable consistency of his prayer, his faith, and his dependence on God. Sometimes I am shaken. Sometimes I'm not as passionate. Sometimes I do not take care of this relationship as the most precious one. Jesus, dear Jesus, please let me learn. Secondly, I learn from Jesus about his relationship with others. When we think of Jesus' relationship, we must think of two categories of people: those he ministered to and those that opposed his ministry. Those who opposed his ministry did it because of the claims he made about his relationship with God as Father. They also opposed him because of the kind of God he revealed: the God who came not for the righteous, but sinners. And then there were those he ministered to, his relationship with the tax collectors, the sinners, those on the peripheries, and even his enemies. In his relationship with both those who opposed him and those that he ministered to, he never compromised their human dignity. He only did good. He never, never repaid evil with evil. He forgave even his most bitter enemies. And today's gospel reading tells us that he was meek and humble of heart. This meekness and humility defined his relationship with his family, his friends, his disciples, his fellow people, and his enemies. And there's one more thing. He taught the world to love. There's one thing the world remembers him, it is this: that he loved from his heart. And this I must learn from Jesus, to love like he loved, to treat people like he did, to not compromise the dignity of even my enemies, to not let laws and traditions come in the way of mercy and compassion. Jesus, dear Jesus, please let me learn. And thirdly, there was his relationship with himself. The thing that I admire most about Jesus is his integrity. I could not point to one instance where he did not himself practice what he taught. Whether it's the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount or every other thing that he preached or taught his disciples, he was the first to himself practice it. There's one thing he opposed in his opponents was hypocrisy. There is one thing we cannot accuse Christ of, it's hypocrisy. We see it most of all on the cross and all the events that led him there. Everything that he believed and taught about his relationship with God and others was tested as he suffered and died. In spite of it all, he never veered from his own teaching. To his last breath, he was a man of integrity. Dear Jesus, please let me learn. Let me conclude with this final thought. What does it mean to learn? To learn something means that it becomes instinctive. It becomes second nature. So think about driving. The moment another object comes in front of us, we instinctively apply the brakes. Nobody has to tell us to do it. We do not even have to think about it. Our body simply acts instinctively. When Jesus says, "Learn from me," he's saying that his way of life must become instinctive in us. Now that's a hard task, but we have a lifetime to get there. Let us be on our way. Let us be on our way. May this Eucharist help us to learn from Jesus. Amen.